Do you want to do more than follow orders? Think outside of the box and manifest your dreams? Then you've come to the right show. Welcome to the award-winning podcast, Holding Down the Fort by U.S. VetWealth. I'm your host, Jen Amos, a Gold Star daughter, veteran spouse, and entrepreneur. For season 8, we continue our wonderful partnership with the Rosie Network to highlight motivational stories of personal growth, financial awareness, and autonomy in our military community. We're also excited to showcase our partnership with Blue Water Advisors. Well, we have a lot in store for you this season, so let's get started. All right, hey everyone, Jen Amos here. It's Thursday. It's our second Thursday this season. And if you're listening to our show for the first time, just know that this episode is part two to the episode we did, episode 181. This is now episode 183. Every Thursdays, we are now releasing a replay of the live show that my husband does for our YouTube channel, which you can subscribe to at username USVWTV. That's US Vet Wealth TV, USVWTV. A little backstory about this live show, in case this is your first episode watching, is that the purpose of sharing these replays is one, so I can take a break as a host to focus on other initiatives in our company, and two, to give you all a glimpse into the Jen and Scott world and our ever-evolving entrepreneurial journey here at US Vet Wealth. And most importantly, if you're looking for a palate cleanser from all the entrepreneurial stories that you're going to be listening to that releases every Mondays, Thursdays is your opportunity to listen to stories about career progression for military retirees that are seeking employment in post-military. So, you know, it's interesting because throughout the years, it had been important for me to, you know, encourage and impress upon people in our military community to pursue entrepreneurship. I have a million reasons as to why I love it, why I have been in this life for going 14 years now. And however, I know that not everyone is inclined to pursue entrepreneurship. And so it's my hope now that with this season, we have a good balance of entrepreneurial stories and employment stories. No shame, you know, no shame in trying to pursue like what most of us need to pursue, you know, getting an immediate paycheck after the military. We obviously completely understand that. And that is why we're so fortunate to be partnering up with the CEO of Blue Water Advisors, Mike Wallace, to talk about career progression for military retirees seeking employment. Now, keep in mind that these are replays, so events and updates may be outdated, but my hope is that you capture the heart of what we're trying to accomplish here. You know, hopefully you capture the nuggets for those who are seeking employment in post-military. And of course, if you want to learn more about Mike Wallace, you can check out his website in the show notes of this episode. If you want to keep up to date with the actual live show, like if you want to tune in on the live show and actually engage directly with Mike and Scott, then you can subscribe to my company's YouTube channel, usvwtv.com. And I do believe that at the time of this recording, I do know that they are having talks again on starting up a weekly show again. But again, even as I say this, this might be outdated, which is why I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel to get the latest updates on that. All right, that being said, let me go ahead and tell you what this episode is about. This episode is part two of the two-part series that began in episode 181. In this episode, Scott and Mike discuss customer obsession in career development. So continuing from episode 181, I just want to remind you of that. And in case you want to look up the episode, you can check out your preferred podcasting platform in which you're listening to right now and just either scroll up or down, like follow the episodes in chronological order. You can listen to 181. If you do not know how to access that on your podcasting app, just go ahead and visit our website, holdingdownthefortpodcast.com. go in the search bar, put in the numbers 181, episode 181, and that's how you'll come across the previous episode to this one. Because again, this is a continuation of that last conversation. So continuing from episode 181, US Bet Wealth founder and CEO Scott Tucker introduces Blue Water Advisors CEO Mike Wallace to discuss topics around military retirement and career progression. Mike continues to share how his company teaches their cohorts to organically build a large network of past, present, and future members. They discuss maintaining a professional network while employed. So don't settle, like once you're employed, to not just settle, to keep, you know, nurturing your connections, essentially. How to do market research before pursuing opportunities, and the importance of being customer obsessed to find a career success and progression. Great conversation. I hope that you thoroughly enjoy it. Again, if you want to subscribe in real time to watch the live show, you can check out the show notes of this episode how to do that. Until then, thank you, and I hope that you enjoy listening and or watching, because once again, this episode is also available on our YouTube channel. We'll provide the direct link to that YouTube video in the show notes below. All right, thanks so much and enjoy.
And I think this is something I'm frustrated with in the whole military transition, you know, process space. And it's not even something that you could even add to your repertoire, because, you know, getting hired in the corporate world, you have to go through the typical HR process. But yeah, I think we should be teaching sales and marketing skills, you know, because ultimately that's what this is. This is a sales and marketing problem. And the hardest problem of sales and marketing is getting to know or accepting rejection. And even though what's really happening on LinkedIn is that people that aren't responding are either overwhelmed or don't pay attention to LinkedIn anymore. So
yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. Yeah.
You know, we can't take it all personally. I do too. I it's like, oh man, so-and-so didn't respond. It's like, who knows if they don't, not even watching LinkedIn anymore. I don't look at Facebook anymore. People write me all the time. I feel bad sometimes, but.
Well, what we're building at Blue Water, right, attacks this on a couple of fronts, right? Not only do we really espouse the targeted approach of this, right, but it's organically also the network that we are building, you know, from past, current, and future members that are going to be part of the Blue Water ecosystem, right? All of our members come through. They will eventually land and be someplace, and they are now an active part of our network. And, you know, and just hold your thought there just for a second. Like when we started this off back, you and I had this conversation. I'm like, what the heck, you know, January, February of 2020, 2021, you know, it's like, are you kidding me? We've got 10 people in the network. We've got 20 people. And you're just like, man, I was questioned, is this really going to, you know, turn into something? But you get 6 months into this. You get 12 months into this, you get 2 years into this, you get 3 years into this. And now the network and the keen insights across hundreds of companies and industries, hundreds deep of the pedigree of individuals that come through our door, God, that's powerful, right? And it grows month over month over month.
And I think the real catalyst is what's going to happen is when guys hit their 2 to 3 or 4 year mark and want to jump to the next position and kind of, you know, start to want to get pay raises and move around. You know, when you start having your network introduce people, because once they start becoming somewhat of influence and they're like, well, hey, now I'm hiring people. Who am I going to hire? So here's what I was just thinking a second ago. We were just doing the search feature. So what I do on LinkedIn, and this is what I want to do. If you saw my battle rhythm that I posted, I want to do a LinkedIn power hour. And I was thinking Fridays at lunchtime, kind of just open invite. We're going to do it private inside the portal, but we'll talk like inside baseball on LinkedIn strategies. And there's no right or wrong. You know, sometimes you got to do the direct outreach approach and doing the filters and stuff. Sometimes there's some other stuff you can do. But what I was thinking just now is, well, why not? What if you could create either I don't know if it would be a certificate. We'd have to look at the LinkedIn platform. But quite frankly, you could just say that anybody who went through your program is a Blue Water graduate and add them, and they could add that to their experience on their profile. Or maybe you have them add it as a school. So now when you tell your new students coming in, the first thing they add as a search is Blue Water graduate,
yeah,
right?
Blue Water certified members, yeah.
Yeah, some along those lines, because sooner or later, you're going to have over 1,000 people
Well, you know, we're really excited about this. So that's a great segue. Stay tuned, right, for members, Blue Water Digital. We're working hard to make that a reality, right, and turn that platform with our IT partners here locally. We're pursuing a lot of those options. So we're not just sitting back and just, you know, letting our members just be the recipient of just a message or content or whatever. Man, we are pushing the edge of this envelope. We are taking full advantage of our members, right? Where they're at, their keen insights, their landing reports, their insight on just how they found success specifically at a particular company or within an industry, right? That's the power of Blue Water, right? And we're just excited to continue to build that, you know, month over month over month. And we've reached a point, right, as we start getting close to starting our fourth year, numbers start to kind of mean something, right? I mean, the numbers and the volume of individuals that are through who have found success, who are now part of the expanded network, who are waiting, right, for new members to plug in with them so that they can have an opportunity to assist those new members in finding their success, right? That's truly at the heart of what it is we're trying to build.
Well, actually, Greg just asked us a question, and this kind of, again, also segues into what we were talking about. Like, hey, if you're already, you know, at a job, but how do we do this networking thing while we're still employed? I'll just read Greg's question. Greg is, you know, here in the local area, a West Point grad as well, 2001 grad. I knew him. Had a good starter civilian job. So he got out a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. Had a network in the specialty, but that's not being supported by the company, and ready to move on in the network. But, you know, still employed on LinkedIn. You know, I kind of think here, you know, LinkedIn is a networking event in and of itself. It's 24/7, and you know, you're allowed to have a conversation with somebody at all times. And you know, how you reach out, you know, whether you're doing one-on-one or being official about it, you know, that's one of the things I think that's underutilized on LinkedIn, is building out the kind of personal brand and not making it about your specialty, but making it more about your personality. That way people kind of just get to know you for other reasons. And then eventually kind of go, oh, what are you doing? What do you like to do? Now that takes more time, takes more dedication. You don't always have the ability to kind of do that when you have a full-time job as well. But those are my two cents. I just wanted to see, Mike, if this has come up at all for you yet in your graduates.
You know, two things come to mind, right? And I'm not sure, you know, I'd love to talk to Greg offline and kind of get his specifics. But, you know, one of the tendencies that we see with our members when they do land at their first success, the first thing they want to do is just drop the pack. I've got a job. I'm done. Right. I mean, that's kind of their mindset.
Yeah. Right?
I've arrived and I'm done. And
that's the people that stop being active on LinkedIn.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm saying, no. And I say, you think building your network that assisted you in achieving and helping find success was time consuming or this time? Try building it, not touching it for 3 years and then trying to go back to it. You know, your network is people. Right. And people don't forget that. Right. And earning trust and maintaining trust and confidence with your network, you have to vest into it. And so I'm not sure if that was, you know, where Greg landed there or not. I would love to talk to him about it. But, you know, it sounded like he had built a little bit of a network in there. And now he's going to be pursuing something new, perhaps, is what it sounds like. Maybe not exactly, you know, in alignment with where he's at right now. Greg, I would just encourage you to start doing what we refer to as your market analysis phase. Like, what are those industries and companies that are out there that you're interested in? And you got to do a little bit of due diligence in those areas first. Once you start to narrow that down and find those good fits that align with your personal mission, vision, and priorities, right? Then you get busy at, you know, the big game hunting, right? You're setting your sights on companies like that. And then that's when you could reach out to an organization like Blue Water. You'd say, hey, Mike, do we know anybody at Deloitte or Ernst & Young? I really want to get into, you know, a consulting advisory company like this. And I was wondering if you might be able to make some introductions. The answer is yes. We have a lot of members there. We're happy to kind of make those initial connections. But members can also, as we just walked through, Scott, can help themselves out in that regard, right? By deep diving those companies, looking for individuals for those things that you can filter out that you have things in common with those individuals, right? And you can pursue conversations out there. And one of the keys to networking is, and you get this, and people that have done this realize it, a lot of our members aren't experienced at networking. you know, while, you know, you get smiles on their faces, while they're looking for their next success and while they are looking for their next job, you never ask for one, right? And that's the hat trick in networking, right? I mean, you work so hard to build a relationship and have a conversation with somebody. You know, it's almost backwards. It's almost ironic that the key to and success in networking is you're never asking for anything. You're almost looking for an opportunity to do something.
Right? There you go. You're
looking for a window of opportunity to demonstrate your level of understanding or an assessment of the skills that you have that may be a good fit here. But you're not going to say, hey, what job do you have? And I really want to talk to you about getting hired. And people are defensive animals at that point, right? But you want to get your foot in the door. And really get them to talk about themselves, right? And that is your in. That is
so. Let me ask you this, because I've always been curious about this as a strategy that knocks out. And this is, again, when it comes into learning sales and marketing skill sets, I mean, it's all about communication.
Sure.
Are you communicating, you know, well enough your skills, your values, what you even want? Do you communicate with yourself what you even want? And I think that's the thing we forget to do often, you know, coming out of the military. Again, back to that question, you know, what do I want to do when I grow up? Also means, you know, what's even available given, you know, what I did in the military. And when we aren't quite sure if we've got the right certifications to do the thing we either want to do or that we're going to paid well for, as part of the research, I always thought a neat idea would be to just do interviews. Like, literal interviews, like we're doing right now, and showcase the individuals at those companies. Now, the trick would be on LinkedIn is trying to figure out who wants to talk about themselves at that company.
Sure.
And so going in without any pretense that you're even employable, just saying, hey, I noticed your post on LinkedIn. I like what you talk about. Sounds like you do good work and you like hiring veterans, you know, whatever. I'm doing research about all sorts of different companies. I'm going through my own retirement myself. Would you be interested in doing a quick interview? I can showcase you on the platform. And, you know, by the way, you know, this is how I do my network. You know, be honest about it.
Sure.
And I know that would work because nobody does it. Nobody would do it. They think I don't like being on camera, or, you know, no one would pay attention or watch and stuff. It's like, no, you got to realize that some of those individuals want the practice to come on and be interviewed and in a low stakes environment. You think about the people at the job fair, sit behind the booths, interview all those people. You know, their job is to showcase their company and make them look good, right? And so what better thing to do? Anyways, I thought that was an idea most people could do more.
No, it's a great call out, right? And it just kind of made me think of a couple things. There's two things that when I see our members pursuing this, that I just makes me take a knee. The first thing is, you know, those little banners people put around their name, you know, it says open to work, or, you know, Hey, look at me. I need help. Right. I can't, you know, it's like I'm falling. I can't get up, that kind of thing. You know, we've actually done a little research on that. Right. And for the pedigree of individuals that come through Blue Water, we highly encourage individuals not to put that banner up. Right. And for a couple of reasons, one primarily is that, yeah, it may garner some attention from the ocean of goodwill that it's out there. 9 times out of 10, it's not the type of attention that the members are looking for, right? I mean, it's the pursuit that they are looking for. That's not who's going to come knocking. And the fact of the matter is, we want our members to take charge. Part of our process is, I think you're really getting it. This is a targeted approach. We're going to do your homework, and you're going to track, you're going to find. It's like hunting big game. I mean, this is what this is, right? And you're going to do this. You know, again, the other thing that just makes me take a knee and it just breaks my heart is, like, I hear individuals go, well, I'm going to go to some job fair or whatever, and I'm going to walk in and I'm going to stand here until somebody likes me, right? And it's like a third grader going out at recess on the playground, and he's going to wait to be picked for kickball. And they go, oh, you like me? I like you. Okay, I'll be on your team. And we tell our members, don't give away your decision-making authority. Like, you know, I'm not saying that that may not be a good opportunity. If you go to a job fair and all of a sudden some company, let's just say a company like Microsoft comes up and they're nice to you and they invite you over to their booth and they go, hey, they really like me. And I'm not saying that may not be a great opportunity. It absolutely very well may be. What we espouse is, I want you to prove it to yourself. Prove to yourself that it's a good fit. Does it fit with your personal mission, vision, priorities? Does it fit with all those things that you're looking to hold dear in this next phase in your life and your career progression? And if it is a good fit, then pursue it. And if it's not, then don't look at it as a shiny object that you're going to be drawn off. Stay on target, right? Hunt the big game, the outcome that you want. And we just see, you know, the ocean of goodwill and the approach can just be desperation, right? You're just going to stand there and wait for somebody to pick you. And the statistics, you know, the statistics often, right? It is not a good fit. And the one thing we look at our membership, and the one thing, if I could stereotypically say, we know our members, we understand who our members are. The fact of the matter is, if it is a bad fit and they are unfulfilled and they're not happy there, they will leave.
Yeah.
You will thrust yourself back out into this career progression time. And while I can't guarantee that your first choice is going to be the best choice, I want to be very clear about this. Make no mistake about it. This is the goal, right? That's the goal. I want you to pick wisely and arrive at a good fit right from the get-go. And in the event that you do leave later, that's your decision. You weren't thrust out of this because you hated it and it was a horrible fit, right? I want you to do that legwork up front, and I want you to arrive at a good fit, right? And know that it's a good fit. And we can help with that, right? And yeah. And largely that comes back to the networking side, Scott. You know, you're going to understand it's a good fit. You're going to have a lot of conversations, not just one, not just two, and then a job offer's coming, right? I mean, every place that I found employment, whether or not that was at Amazon or I came back and did consulting or I did some contract work at, you know, some government contracting companies, right? Like, you're networked into whatever your pursuit is, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people. You cannot be networked. There's not a point where you say, oh, you're over networked. That is not a thing, yeah. Right? More people that you know and who know you, right? That's what it's about, right? That's what networking is all about.
I was thinking while you were talking there, because you said it a couple of times, take a knee. I want to do a segment where it's called Take a Knee with Mike Wallace. And Coach Mike's going to come in and just like, no, honestly, we should do like your top 10 like things where you're just like, fellas, like here's the way it works. Oh. And, you know, because it's like, yeah, going to those networking events. Yeah, that's why I say if you're just on LinkedIn and you're not posting or commenting, because that's the easiest way to engage with people is comment on their posts. Don't send them a message. Be a frequent comment on their posts. If you're going to reach out to the person at Shell, reach out to the person at Shell who posts a lot.
Yeah.
Do them a favor. Understand that LinkedIn is about doing favors for each other. When you comment and like people's posts, it boosts their posts. So that then they feel like they kind of owe you something, right?
Have a brand. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I just wanted to say just two things. Yeah. You just made me think about this, right? And, you know... Take a knee, right? I get it, right? You know, there are so many things that we feel we have to repeat. But I go all the way back to when I used to be an instructor in the F-14, and I would fly sometimes with students, maybe it was their third or fourth flight or fifth, you know, the very few hours in it. And inherently, you almost, I won't say almost knew, you knew the mistakes they were going to make before they ever did it. Like you were that far out in front. Whether it's you forgot to lower the gear, or maybe you didn't raise the gear, or maybe you didn't do something, you knew the mistakes. And while that's a frustration to an instructor who does this day in and day out for years of their life, it's that person's first time they've made that mistake. So while we do take a knee, and while it is frustration, we have that allegiance to our members that I get it. I go, that's the first time you're hearing this, or that's the first time you now understand why you don't do it this way. But that may be the 150th time, you know, that we're sharing that insight. And so I think it's important for me and the rest of our career progression consultants like Jim Webb and Steve Wieman and Brian Herdlich and Dave Wadlick and all these guys, now John Malfitano is with us and these guys are coming to the table. That's probably something important for us to keep in mind. Like, hey, we're going to see these mistakes over and over and over again, but we need to understand that our members are just seeing it for the first time. You know, largely, right? Yeah. If that makes sense, right?
No, absolutely. And ultimately, that's why you're the guy to know, because you know not just the other people to know inside these organizations and to build out that network. I mean, that's the secret behind all this, everybody who's listening, is that Blue Water has set it up for you. You know, I kind of jokingly call it an old boys network. You know, want to be all inclusive, but you know, you get the pun. And so we just really appreciate you setting this up and, you know, offering the insights
And so, yeah, I think, you know, doing a take a knee every Tuesday with Mike, just to kind of share, like, maybe we can just go a little bit deeper into a particular thing, tell a story, and then answer questions as they come up, you know.
I love it.
You know, and we can go 15 minutes or 2 hours, you know, whatever. You know, it just depends on how deep questions go.
Well, it's about meeting the needs of our members, right? And navigating with them to their next success. And so I'm just floored that the trust and confidence that they bestow upon us to allow us to be a part of that, right? I never take that for granted, right? And so we reciprocate that we put our members' needs above all else, right? And we're very transparent about, you know, our approach, the business, you know, how it is we're growing. Ultimately, we're customer obsessed, right? And sound familiar from a time when I was at Amazon, right? The number one thing that company was, never lost sight of, is they were customer obsessed. Well, this makes all the sense in the world, right? I mean, our members are what make us successful. Why wouldn't I obsess over them? I want nothing more than for each and every one of them to find their next success. And then for us to be able to preserve those keen insights that they learned along the way. Right? It just makes sense, right? It's an efficient approach. I mean, imagine if you and I could go back through a DOD, you know, Department of Labor, Department of Defense, Veteran Affairs kind of multi-hatted, you know, program like TAP. Could you imagine if TAP tracked everybody who'd been through TAP, their specifics, their background, where they landed, the successes and challenges that they learned along the way, what company and industry they were with, how they negotiated, you know, their offer, you know, what did the company extend to them? What did they negotiate? And ultimately, what did they arrive at? Like, if you knew all of that, think of the data and the insight you would have. Listen, for everybody listening, that's at the heart of what we're trying to build here at Blue Water. And it's not a fit for everybody. I tell our members, right? Hey, I hope you guys are excited about this. Welcome to the family. But if you are not a good mentor, and we have people, hey, Mike, I really love these insights. I'd love to plug in. Hey, but you know what? I just don't think I'm a good mentor. I just don't really think I'd be interested in kind of helping the next guy along. I go, you know what? This is probably not a good fit for you. That's not what we're building here, Scott. And you know that, right? This is we're building this program together. I want to build something that's going to be bigger than all of us. That's going to have these laser focus, keen insights. And at some point in time, you are just going to have to recognize the data and the insight that we have that you cannot, you know, deny that this is delivering results and changing people's lives, right? This is what it's about.
Yeah. Well, taking the lessons learned from those who went before is the smartest way to network, you know, to compound the lessons learned. So no, you definitely set it up. And I think, you know, the trust factor is there for you because we can talk about your business model on another show, but you're not like a recruiting firm where you're just trying to get people through to get hired by such and such firm because they're going to give you a kickback or whatever. You're not tied in that way at all. It's truly, you're almost doing a research project, I would say, by the data you're gathering and taking your time to have only 10 people in a room, you know, plus or minus, to give, you know, very personal attention to everybody. And so it's only fair that I would think that people want to share their insights. And I think most people probably do as well. Because again, they're probably, you know, whether it's, hey, I'm ready to move on, or the company needs you to move on because they ran out of money. And who gets laid off first? So we're aware of troubled economies ahead, right? At least I hope we are. So maybe that's another topic as well. But well, cool, Mike. Well, hey, I know you're busy.
That's fun.
But yeah, though, for those listening, the idea here is, you know, Mike and I just kind of want to chat and kind of update what's been going on in our space. We're talking to just tons of military retirees, senior leaders every day from both what we do. And it only makes sense to kind of have those conversations overlap a little bit. But I'm being honest when I said, hey, Mike's message is the most valuable in the now. My message is useful along the way. But hey, when it comes to what do you want to do after the military, I know that that's where your head and mindset is. So I'm just glad that we can kind of give that platform to, you know, continue those conversations online. So we'll continue that inside our portal. When you get logged in to get the book, you can get access to that. We've got a whole bunch of stuff in there. We'll see it live in there. But all right, Mike, where can people find you other than obviously on LinkedIn?
Yeah. You know, you can find us on our website, right? It's on the World Wide Web there, bluewater-advisors.com, right? We've got a great website. You know, if you're interested in attending a cohort, we highly encourage you to lead turn that, right? In fact, I'm here to tell you, right? And we're already busy at scripting out our 2024 schedule. And so we got to get busy on that, and we'll release that hopefully as we get into Q4. So
yeah, I'm excited to kind of, you know what's coming next there, because I've been talking to people in Europe and in California, and every time I mention you, they're like, oh, you know what we're doing. So that's another reason. Mike can't be everywhere. So another reason we want to, you know, get him on these videos more.
Got to get the word out. Yeah. You
know, people can chime in and learn that way. But cool. Well, we'll look forward to announcing those dates on future episodes. But Jen chimed in to say we did.
Yeah, that's hot. Thanks, Jen. We appreciate it. Scott, you're a great host. Thanks for having me, man. I love doing these things with you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. All right, everybody. See y'all next time.
Good day, everybody.
Hey, this is your host, Jen Amos. Thanks again for listening to today's episode of Holding Down the Fort by US Vet Wealth. Visit holdingdownthefortpodcast.com to access the full show notes of this episode, including resources mentioned and bonus content. Once again, that's holdingdownthefortpodcast.com. Lastly, stay after this outro music for something a little extra. Thanks again and chat soon. Bye for now. All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome. Thank you for sticking around after the outro. If this is your first time listening to the post commentary, thank you. I am going to be doing this for all the episodes this season. I like having the opportunity to do this because if you never created a podcast or you never created content, producing a show like has to be done in chunks, you know? So first you have, like, for example, I'll give you a quick overview of how the season has played out. In January, we conducted the interviews for the Rosie Network guests. And then February has been all about post-production. I've been sending all of the files over to Dennis, my editor, to, you know, clean up everything. And then the final touch, the final, like, you know, wrap it all up with a bow tie is this recording that you're listening to literally right now. I do these intros and post commentaries last as a way to, you know, do the final wrap up. And it's a chance for me to reflect on even my own journey and, you know, what it's taken to put together a show. So anyway, I don't remember why I brought that up, but I just want to say hi. And post commentary is really an opportunity for me to be just, you know, slightly a little more candid with you on what's going on and even share any lingering thoughts I may have had about this conversation. Yeah, that's it. I'm just sharing that these are some lingering thoughts that I'll get to share afterward. And fortunately, I did not host this episode. So I just get to listen in. And I got to say, watching Scott and Mike collaborate, like being able to have eavesdropped on their live shows, because, you know, we both work from home, so I hear his conversations all the time, has been really heartwarming for me to see how this partnership between Scott and Mike has organically evolved. And you're going to continue to witness that in the upcoming episodes every Thursdays if you choose to listen to these recordings. So thoroughly enjoyed it. So I hope that you enjoyed it. And I have to go now because my husband's home. Speak of the devil. And of course, my dog can tell. And I'll chat with you in the next episode. See you all again on Monday. Bye for now.